Hello.
Hey, Deborah, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there as well. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just got finished doing the postal.
So, I did get a hold of Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And he is on board with selling it.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of just left it in your court on, you know, how
yeah.
you want to do it.
Yeah, well, I just texted him. I texted him early and was he had blocked me. See, what happened was, and I know this ain't no big deal, but see, my daddy and my mom left me the house. I have a daughter that has autism.
Sure.
And they always wanted her to have her home.
Yeah.
But my dad, like I told you yesterday, he died, and he didn't have a will, which was really bad. But everybody in the family, they had told everybody in the family that they wanted Jesse to have a home for always. So that's what happened. Well, now he doesn't, since mom and dad are gone 3 years ago, now he said, well, they're gone now. So... And then a few months ago, he said, well, why don't you go ahead and keep it? And it's like, no, I'm not going to have you hovering over my head like a vulture. I'm not going to do that. So we either go sell it, you take your part, I take mine, and we just go our separate ways, or I'm going to let the bank have it.
Sure.
So it's either or. So if he says he's on board, then if you want to come by and look at it, see what you think. It needs some yard work. My lawnmower blew up. I had somebody come out and mow the grass a week and a half ago. I haven't cleaned up because I work for the post office, so you can really imagine that. Sometimes I don't get home till 9 o'clock at night. But overall, it's a real good, strong house. It just has a few cosmetic things. I think if you went in and you put maybe $8,000 to $10,000 in, just, you know, like painting the cabinets. I had three cabinets that I had to get redone. No, is it three or four? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're at the cabinet maker now.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to fix them, and
yeah.
I mean that's gonna cost me $400 just to do that.
So,
yeah,
I wouldn't advise doing that necessarily, considering you know, I hear you saying, you know, you're gonna let the bank have it, you know.
I will.
I get
before
it.
He gets a dime. I mean, if he's going to be this hardcore with me, you know, mom and daddy didn't want this, number
sure.
one.
Well,
so,
Deborah,
the way I feel about it is, you know, I will let him have it.
Because
my uncle already told me everything was going to be all right. He knew what mom and daddy wanted, and he's going to buy me a house anyway.
Sure.
You get what I'm saying?
I mean,
I'm not... So, I mean, if I can get some money out of it to help me buy me a better house, then I'm all for it. But I'm not going to just sell it for nothing.
Sure. So tell me, what is do you know the payoff, how much you owe?
It's
$181,000. Okay.
$181,000. Huh?
Do you know the interest rate?
2.7.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy had a good interest rate.
When is the loan supposed to be due?
Well, I haven't been paying. Well, see, what happened was is I had to take out bankruptcy. And
okay.
took out bankruptcy a year and a half ago. Well, my uncle come in, and he just told me straight up. He said, you know what? You don't deserve none of this. My daughter... was cash-apping money out of my account. I mean, she had gotten in a lot of trouble. I mean, big trouble. And so, I mean, she raked me over the coals just like my brother did.
Sure.
So I had to take out bankruptcy. And my uncle came to me, about 3 weeks ago, him and his wife, and they said, you know what, you don't deserve this. I'm going to pay all your debt off. And I said, what? So he went and paid off. He paid me out of bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And So he told me he was going to buy the house.
Okay.
And then when my brother wouldn't do it, now the house, I haven't made, when I took out bankruptcy, I was 4 payments behind. So they put that in with the bankruptcy. So now, since I'm out of bankruptcy, if I'm not going to stay there, my uncle says, you know, if you're not going to stay there, then we just going to go ahead and either sell it, or if Carl will let you buy the house, I'll just pay it then. But he's not going to do both.
Okay.
But if you do on the first, I think.
So with the delicate situation, you know, you guys will have to go through the appropriate steps to legally be able to sell it to us. Are you aware of that?
Of what?
You know, you will have to go through probate.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's something that we can help you with. And Carl has already said that he's not opposed to doing that.
Do I have to see him?
You know, I can't say for sure, yes or no.
Okay.
And, you know, I understand you guys' feelings towards one another are not, you know, particularly comfortable. But, you know, if you want to get something out of this, then, you know, it may require you to, but, you know, that's one of the things that comes along with, you know, a delicate situation like this.
All right, how long could it take for this to happen?
I mean, nothing fast is gonna, you know, we need to take it one step at a time, you know.
Because I don't want them to come in and foreclose on it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, with your father being passed, you know, it's, you know, that you just have to go through the appropriate steps and we can point you in the right direction. So, you know, when you say you're going to, you know, purchase another property, do you have somewhere, you know, let's just say, you know, we go through the probate, you get the legal ownership, you and your brother, to be able to sell the house. Do you have somewhere that you could go that and stay, and then while you were looking for your next one? And that, you know, obviously you would stay there until, you know, this happens, but is there somewhere where you could stay, or?
Well, I mean, I would have to find somewhere. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I don't want to live with my uncle.
Sure.
I love him, but, you know, I don't want to do that, you know.
How many payments are you behind now?
Four
payments behind. And what's the monthly payment on this?
I think it's like $979. When I was in bankruptcy, it was costing me almost $1,800. And it was draining me.
Sure. So, you know, you said you want to get out of the situation. You know, we're going to have to take a few steps to be able to do that. And, you know, we're willing to, but, you know, it's going to cost us, you know, in legal fees, you know.
So do you even have not anything in mind how much you would give me for the house?
I mean, for you not to get foreclosed on, and, you know, if we're going to deal with the probate, I mean, and it need, you know, it needs work. I hear what you're saying, you know, on the, you know, the repairs, but, you know, we do have to keep in mind that it's going to cost us right out of the bat, you know, some money, and, you know, it's not something.
Yeah, but you as much as houses are going for now, and I've been looking, those houses up here at the dump site where they're building four of them, those are going for $320,000 for them things.
Right.
And they're nothing. It's no room in those compared to what this house has.
Sure.
And so, I mean, I'm not a dummy. I know if you put $10,000 in this house, you could probably get close to $400,000 for the house.
Yeah. Well, I know that. I don't see $400,000 being relevant to this. I think it, you know, is priced a little high in my professional opinion, but, you know, that number is kind of irrelevant. You know, what I hear you saying is you don't want to get foreclosed on, and
no.
You want to step in the right direction. And, you know, four payments behind, you know, that's four, call it $4,000 just up front, out of pocket. You know, so this, for me to even purchase this, you know, it's going to cost $10,000 out of pocket, just with legal fees and then the arrears that we have to catch you up on. Because, you know, do you anticipate making a payment?
I'm not going to make no payment. Because if I make payments, I might as well stay there.
Sure.
I mean, my uncle told me I could, you know, he would just go ahead and catch me up, and I could stay there. But then I have Carl hovering around me all the time. I'm not doing that.
Okay. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm talking to somebody to see what they say. I'm trying to get what you want to say. I mean, so it's on, you know, I'm going to try to get as much money as I can because I'm going to have to buy me another house. I mean, I know what my uncle's going to allow me, but I know that money I have will help buy me a house.
Sure.
So.
And, you know, what's hard about the, you know, situation is, you know, we have to catch you up and then, you know, with the legality.
No, that's just going to be... It's not really catching me up because when you purchase the house, that is what, how much owes on, that's what is owed on the house is $181,000.
Right.
That's including catch me up. So what you're getting is $181,000 house that is actually worth maybe $350,000.
Okay.
There's no way in the world you get less than that. There's no way.
What you're saying, and if you can,
I know you want to make money on the house. I understand that, but you know, I want to try to get as much money as I can out of me losing everything again.
Sure.
So,
well, I don't necessarily think $350,000 is a relevant number, and again, you know, I'm not really worried about the, you know, the numbers, and if you know you want to send me some, you know, sold properties that are going for that, you know, I'd be happy to take a look at them. But, you know, the real step here is, you know, how we're going to manage this, you know, and go into proper channels so you can actually sell the property. And, you know, I hear what you're saying. You want to get as much money as possible. I mean, who doesn't, right?
Right. And I know that you want to make as much as you can too, but and I need to find a medium here.
Yeah. And, you know, just to let you know, we are in business to make a dollar, but we're not out here, you know, making, you know, offers for pennies on the dollar. We're trying to actually help you, you know, like you said earlier, not, you know, go through that whole process of losing everything, right? Who wants to do that? Nobody. But, you know, with the time that we're going to have to invest, you know, in, you know, getting you to the courts and, you know, it is going to require, you know, just money. And I hear what you're saying, you know, it's 181, you know, every, you know, your arrears being paid. So
do you have even a clue what you would actually offer me for this house? Because I'm sure you know.
Well,
I mean,
I want to help you, and I think the you know, best thing that we can do is just get an idea of what you're actually, you know, looking to get for that new house. And
well, the new house doesn't really matter because it's all will be in what I have in my hand when I actually go buy it.
Sure.
Because it will be paid in cash.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't have no more payments.
Because so your uncle is going to help you with the next house. Is that why you're saying it's
yeah.
cash? Okay.
Yeah, he's already told me. You know, he's already told me what he's going to allow. I got hurt. Oh goodness, I got bit by a dog about 2 months ago, and I'm waiting for a settlement there.
Sure.
And I mean, it tore me up pretty bad.
The settlements can be quite high depending, you know, on the situation. Do you have an idea when that's going to settle?
According to what they told me, they said they're going to mop the floor with them, and it's all, I got bid on March 5th.
Uh-huh.
So they said it usually don't take but a couple months. But, I mean, I'm still waiting, and I'm just letting them do what they got to do. I had to get I got a lawyer out of Texas to take on the case, and they've been back and forth with them. So something else.
When this, you know, because it hadn't been renovated, and you know, I mean, because it was built in 1998, you know. I've seen the outside, you know, it's definitely going to need some work. So what makes sense for you to be able to, you know, put some money in your hand and, you know, not allow the bank to take it over? I mean, how much do you want to, you know, just like a dollar amount, how much do you want to say, okay, I'll be done with it, I'll put this in my pocket and, you know, move on to the next?
Well, anything I get, although the house is left to me, I'm going to have to split it with my brother, unfortunately.
Right.
He's already got his probably 3 or 4 times sold, but again, that, like you said, that doesn't matter. So, I mean, I would like to walk away for myself. I would like to at least get $50,000.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get anything for my inheritance. And I know that's got nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I understand that. But, you know, I guess it just depends on what y'all are able, because I know y'all want to make money. I know my brother, he's going to want his. So, and truthfully, I don't really want to sell the house. I just don't have a choice. It, you know, it is what it is.
Sure.
So,
you know, I don't really see, you know, just, you know, I've looked at this, you know, yesterday I was talking it over, you know, with one of my partners today. You know, I don't see, you know, you say you're going to split it. There's $50,000 for you or, you know, your brother. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you talk to me or the next guy. It's just, you know, I would love to help you and get you some money, and I can definitely do that. But it's just $50,000 is, it's a lot of money. And, you know, Carl's going to want his equal share. And that's just, it's not $50,000.
So how much do you think?
I mean, with our time that we're going to have to put in helping you go through, you know, the legal channels to legally be able to sell to us, I mean, we're not close to $50,000. And
so what are you saying? Because you're bound to know, you and your people you're working with, y'all know what y'all able to do. You just need to spit it out and tell me, because I would rather get something than nothing at all. Mm-hmm. But don't lowball. Do
sure.
not do that.
Well,
I mean, because I know what houses are going for. I have looked for myself, because my brother has just really raked me over the coals, and I've been looking, and I know of one right now I'm looking at, and it's immaculate, but it's an older home, and, you know, I don't know if the wiring has been redone in it or anything. I mean, you take a chance. I know what this house has. I don't know what the other house has. So what is your figure?
You know, like I said, and let me just, I apologize. I'm just kind of running some numbers, as you know, because I know getting the most amount of money is your goal. I mean, that's everybody's goal. And the loan, you know, that's in your father's name still, correct?
Yep, but my name is on at the VA. I mean, at where the mortgage is, it has where I'm. My name is only on it to stay there, to live there.
So
I mean,
your name's not necessarily on the mortgage, though, correct?
No, it's not.
Right. I mean, you know, we can definitely help you stop, you know, this.
Can you give me a figure? Look, all you have to do is give me a roundabout figure. I won't hold you to that, but I need to know. I mean, I need to know what actually is in your head so we can try to move forward.
Sure.
I mean, if we can't, if you don't feel like we can, I'll just go to the next person and see what they say.
Sure.
I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
I'm a little uncomfortable just because, you know, of, you know, the standards and what we're going to have to, you know, do to make it in, you know, that $300,000, you know, neighborhood of what it's worth. And, you know.
Well, I mean, you just go ahead and think about it. And if you decide you want to do something, just let me know. And I'll just talk to these other people who are supposed to be calling me later on today.
Because sure.
I don't want you to be uncomfortable. I mean, you know, if you're unable to do this, I don't have a problem with that. I want somebody who's going to say, you know what? Yeah, let's do this. That's what I want.
Well,
so just go back and talk to your team. And then, you know, if you can't do it, you know, it's all right. But, you know, time is of the essence for me.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't have a lot of time. So I need to get the ball rolling and get this done. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, here's where I'm at. You know, if I were to, you know, give you an offer, you know, it would be, you know, you and your brother, you know, you're going to have to split everything. So, I mean, we're going to be in the neighborhood of, you know, we would be less than, you know, $200,000.
You want my house for $200,000?
I'm not offering that. I'm just saying.
No, I'll go to somebody else. I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Well, can you let me know?